This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And away we go in hour number two of What's On Your Mind. Happy Friday. First full day of fall today, live and direct from the Freedom Matters USA studios this morning. The Freedom Matters USA crew, freedommattersusa.com. Really thankful and appreciative of Candace Owens coming to town. That was just a great event at the Event Center in Bismarck. And more stuff coming. Go to Freedom Matters USA. Sign up for the text. Get all the updates and all the information you need. freedommattersusa.com. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at Patriot Mobile. Mobilizing freedom, truly. Now more than ever, gotta do business with companies, organizations, heaps that, you know, share our values. Patriot Mobile does that. Not only shares the belief, they actually, they put their money where their mouth is. They're the only Christian conservative wireless carrier in America that donates a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes that, we care about. TPUSA, a ton of them. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get a free activation. The code is FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Just go to patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. That's patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call their U.S.-based customer service team, 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. I'd suggest go on the website and just see everything they donate to. It's really quite awesome. Tammy Eibach is in for Scotty today. She'll be in as well on Monday. We've got a great lineup of guest hosts while Scott's in Rome with the U Mary team. Kind of on a mission thing, I guess. They're on a kind of a working vacation thing going on. But Tammy, it's good to have you back.
It's always good to be here. And gentlemen, in the last hour when we played the chicken dance song, I got a text from a listener in Deadwood, South Dakota. They're listening to the show. There are few things I hate more than the chicken dance. So no.
What? Oh, how can you hate this?
Here
we go.
It's
kind of one of those polarizing things, right? You either love it or you hate it, right?
But it gets in your head all day long.
I know. This is it. So now I'm going to be doing it. About 5 hours from now, I'll be going, you know, in the middle of nothing.
If that listener in Deadwood is still listening, she may show up here, I think. So in the studio, hey, we've got Dave Weiler with us. He is all things Wall of Honor. He's been with the Wall of Honor team since the first day. He's been very involved in getting Wall of Honor locations, in the fundraising component. And he arrived here from having a meeting with Ms. Anhalt at Missouri Slope Long-Term Care Facilities. Dave, what do they want?
Thank you, Tammy. It's good to be here. I came from a meeting at two locations, Missouri Slope over on Valley View and Missouri Slope up on Washington, their new beautiful building. They are working on two Wall of Honor locations. I believe the Bismarck American Legion is going to sponsor those.
Well, thank you, Bismarck American Legion.
Absolutely. And so, yeah, we went and looked at the locations, and we're just getting things in the works.
Good.
To put them up.
And I can only imagine that people living in long-term care facilities will love the Wall of Honor. So you're going to put a plan in place, Dave, I would guess, so that all those residents who have served our country, who have been a first responder, get to be first and foremost on those playlists that go on every wall?
We do. When we go into other long-term care facilities, we ask somebody from the staff to take it upon themselves to find out how many residents have served in some capacity, and we ask them to guide them through the process of getting them honored up on the Wall of Honor. So they will be featured within that facility as well as others and other locations throughout the region.
Whenever there's a Wall of Honor installed at a location, Dave Weiler facilitates an event called a premier event. So there's an unveiling of a Wall of Honor, and I would anticipate that those residents of Missouri Slope will be able to have their photo taken that day if they don't have it with them, and they will go up live within seconds on the Wall of Honor.
Yeah, we can. It doesn't take very long once we get the information and we get the picture uploaded. We have a great staff that puts together the slides that they create for each individual person and send them out to those locations.
Such good stuff. Dave, the Wall of Honor's had a lot of growth this past year. So would you just take some time and highlight those new locations? We talked about Burley County Courthouse, Morton County Courthouse, but there are others, too. Big things happening in Dickinson.
Yeah, we are going to be putting Wall of Honors at the Dickinson Eagles, the Dickinson Elks, and the St. Anthony Club.
Yeah.
And we're hoping, I know that Marathon Oil has is willing to sponsor a Wall of Honor at the Stark County Courthouse. And so we are just working through the process there of finding the location and working through all that. So we'll have four new locations out in western North Dakota.
That's just
God's country.
That's outstanding. It really is. We have another location coming up, too. We talked briefly about the golf tournament coming up next week. What do you want to share? September 29th.
September 29th in Beulah. The Beulah CVB wants to sponsor a Wall of Honor and put it at the Beulah Golf Course. And so they are hosting a golf event. I believe it's a four-person scramble. 11 o'clock Central Time out in Beulah. And all the proceeds will go towards putting the Wall of Honor in at the Beulah Golf Course. So if you are interested at all in playing in a four-person scramble, contact us or contact the Beulah Golf Course, and we'd love to have people come out.
We're going to have a great weather day. Trent Luce mentioned that four-letter white word, and I said it's just not an option. Golfers still want to wear their shorts and a life jacket and make it a good sunny day.
People wear shorts in North Dakota in January. So.
Does that four-letter word start with an S?
It does. Yeah, don't mention it.
Yeah, don't listen to Trent when he's talking
exactly.
Like that.
Exactly. Not an option. Something else is happening inside of Garrison, so let's talk about that. We're moving into Garrison with a Wall of Honor.
Yes, you are the one that facilitated that. So, we're going to be going in the, what's the name of the convenience store?
The Senex store.
The Senex store in Garrison. And that will be, I believe, October 6th will be the installation of that.
And if there are Senex stores or C stores out there that want a Wall of Honor, let us know. We have one in the Wilton C store. Mm-hmm. The Senex is our second up in Garrison. Prime locations, especially those stores that have tons of food. But when I was up in Garrison a couple weeks ago, there are people who gather there every morning for coffee. There's women who come there and have little meetings in the afternoon. Great locations for a Wall of Honor. Something I wouldn't have thought of, but really good locations. Mm-hmm. Some other highlights we've got going on with the Wall of Honor. Next week we are going to be celebrating, Dave. And what's that celebration?
We are going to be celebrating the 100th installation, the 100th Wall of Honor across the state of North Dakota. We started a little over 2 years ago, and it's a big milestone for you know, the Wall of Honor, all the people that are being honored across the state. And for those of you, you know, those of you that don't know, I'll just quickly, what the Wall of Honor is, there may be a few listeners that...
We did that.
That don't know. You've done that already?
We have.
Okay. Well, I apologize. I wasn't listening, so I won't go over that. But, yeah, next week, next Friday from 3 to 6, we will be at the new ID Ford in Mandan on the Strip. And they are going to be having a Wall of Honor. They already have a Wall of Honor at the two ID locations in Bismarck. And so we're going to be putting one up. They've been great partners with us at ID Ford. I'd like to thank Jesse and his staff. And so we're going to be installing a 100th Wall of Honor, and we'll have the unveiling there. We'll be inviting some different people, sheriffs and first responder groups and things like that. So that's a pretty big deal to get to 100, as quickly as we've gotten there, and it's going to be a great day for the Wall of Honor.
And what ID Ford is doing in Mandan that day, it's open to the public. They're inviting all of their former customers, hopefully new customers as well. But they're going to have food, beverage, entertainment. The Bismarck Chamber will be there with a big ribbon cutting event. The Wall of Honor will be on deck. KFYR will be there in the afternoon. Hopefully, we'll get Todd maybe to do a little show out there. talk about that after this, and help us promote the 100th location. With that, we've got a sponsor teed up who will do a match for us. So every person who donates $100 to the Wall of Honor, we have a sponsor who's willing to match that. So $100 quickly turns to $200. And to donate to the Wall of Honor, you just go to thewalloofhonor.org, hit the donate button, and make a donation. Every dollar in this organization truly does matter. We like promoting first responders. Veterans are very, very important to us. We've built great relationships with many veterans organizations, from VFWs, American Legions, working with the Leathernecks and Mandan, all vets clubs. So help make our 100th install very prosperous for us. Donate to the Wall of Honor.
Or what's in your mind on the way? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or you can text in 701-237-1590. More to come right after this.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com. highplainsapache.com.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Beverly, wake up. Stand up. Let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. This is the Friday edition. Scott Henin is off, and will be off next week as well. Tammy Ibach sitting in today and Monday. Got a great lineup of some guest hosts. Chris Berg's going to be sliding in. Ron Ness will be in. Pat Finken's going to be in next week. So kind of a different lineup every day. Myself and Todd going to be hosting a couple different days next week. Scott is with the You Marry crew in Rome, over in Italy, all next week. So. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. It's home cooking and grab-and-go convenience when you talk about lunch specials. Valley City today off 292, off I-94, fish and fries and Salisbury steak. and or pulled pork in Harwood. West Main Avenue's got the fried chicken or tuna hot dish. They're doing tater tot hot dish on 12th Avenue and in Glendon today. They've got the meatball or meatloaf at NP Avenue. And then 45th is serving up that creamy chicken Alfredo. It's delicious. You can always go with the 4 for $4, too. Personal pan pizza, couple of cookies, 20-ounce soda. That's the inflation buster, my friend. $4 for that. Could eat half that pizza and one of those cookies and make two meals out of it. Crazy. That's the PetroServe USA inflation buster. And by the way, they're hiring. PetroServeUSA.com for more information. Tammy Eibach in for Scott today. Very good stuff today, my friend. Good to have you back.
Yeah, it's good to be here. We're talking everything about the Wall of Honor. Have Dave Weiler here with us, too, who we often term as Mr. Wall of Honor. Dennis Beck is part of our team, and he's our veteran liaison, does fabulous work. But anyone that wants to talk about the Wall of Honor, you can give us a call at 258-0550 or send a text to 701-237-1590. Dave, before the break, we wanted to talk about some of the milestones that we've hit with the Wall of Honor. And let's start with the Kenmare All Vets. What they've done for us is pretty fabulous.
Yeah, the Kenmare Vets Club up in Kenmare, they have been very good partners with us. They have several locations where they have charitable gaming, and we are in many of their locations. They are sponsoring the Wall of Honor. We are in Foxholm, North Dakota, Carpio, we're in Kenmare, Mohall, and a few other places. Noonan, I traveled to Noonan. Dennis Beck and I traveled to Noonan in the middle of the winter. When it was 78 below wind chill, we drove home from Noonan, North Dakota, and also by way of Stanley, and so at the five-spot bar in Stanley. So that was one of the most memorable evenings I can remember. 78 below was not fun.
And we had an exciting event happen last year, too, with the Bismarck Public School System and the partnership with the Wall of Honor.
We did. We approached, Dennis Beck and I both approached some Bismarck Public School individuals, and they had agreed to put in Wall of Honors in all of the public high schools at Century, Legacy, Bismarck High, and we are also up at the BSC campus for the Bismarck Public Schools. Again, thank you to those individuals who were so helpful in getting those there. We're also in both public schools in Minot, both Minot high schools. We are working with Glen Ullin right now to put in a Wall of Honor there, and we are also at Trinity High School in Dickinson. So those are the schools that we are in, and we would love to be in more public schools. If you are interested in bringing a Wall of Honor to your local school, please contact us. We would love to put one in there.
Right, and for information, you can find us at thewalloofhonor.org. Why is it we have a Wall of Honor in Trinity and Dickinson? Odd location, isn't it?
Well, it is
Dave
kind
Weiler,
of an odd location,
own?
but I graduated from Trinity High School, and I wanted them to have one there. So
may have been some influence then,
yeah.
Right?
We went through some hoops, and we got one put in there. It's still the greatest high school in North Dakota, but that's an opinion. So
you can have that opinion. That's okay. For those of you who don't know how the Wall of Honor works, and Dave was going to say this a couple minutes ago, it's an indoor digital display. And it is hooked up. It's a TV, whatever size TV fits the specific location. And then we have a software program that goes with it, which is like your little cable box, and it's hooked up to the internet at all these locations. So if you are in Noonan, and there's an honoree from that Noonan region who submits the honoree form online, within minutes we can complete that, upload it, send it across the internet, and they can see that honoree on a location in Noonan. So it's all very interactive. It's pretty techy. The most complicated part of it is the software package that we subscribe to, and it's pretty technical, but it works for us. We like it.
And it's expensive.
Yeah, sometimes I hate to even mention the word very expensive. But it works, and it makes things possible instantaneously. So we appreciate it on that end. We've got some exciting things coming up in Watford City, too. Took a call this week with Watford American Legion, and they want to have a Wall of Honor at the Rough Rider Center. Such a cool building out in Watford City. So good. We've done a lot of things in Tioga, too. Built a partnership there with the Tioga American Legion. And we have a couple of locations there, Dave. What are they? They are the...
The hospital, the clinic.
The clinic.
Is one location. And if Dennis were here, he
Oh, he would
that.
Know, and I should look it up. But we have two locations in
Send
Tioga.
Send me a text, Dennis, and let us know so we can get that out there.
We have two locations, one being the clinic, but also they're looking at putting a Wall of Honor in their long-term care facility. So that's coming up next. So that's going to be a big growth opportunity for the Wall of Honor, county courthouses, schools, long-term care facilities. We're in many bars and restaurants across the state already, which is exciting, but there's growth ahead of us. To button this up for the Wall of Honor in your segment, Dave, what's your biggest goal till the end of the year?
The biggest goal would be to continue to reach out and get more of our Wall of Honors in courthouses, long-term care facilities, public and private high schools. We are in many fraternal organizations, the Bismarck and Mandan Eagles, the Bismarck Elks. We are in the Bismarck and Mandan Moose Clubs, Minot Moose Club. I mentioned before we're going out to Dickinson, and we're going to be in some locations out in Dickinson. So the fraternal organizations that we are in, those are wonderful organizations, and encourage you to join those organizations and spend a little time looking at the Wall of Honor. And I also would like to thank Major General Haugen, who is the honorary chairman for the Wall of Honor. And General Haugen has done a great deal of work for us, helping us with sponsors and locations. He's a great ambassador. He's a great individual. And again, Tammy, we just want to put more of these up because we truly want to reach out to every part of the state of North Dakota so that we can honor these wonderful people who protect our communities, our state, and our country. They deserve it, and we are just doing our part to help honor them.
That's right, and we love working with veterans organizations. You brought up that keyword again, ambassador. So we're trying to build that ambassador program. Trent Luce is on board. We've got Don Wyand here, too, who's becoming a Wall of Honor ambassador. We've got a fabulous ambassador up in Minot by the name of Jim Weaver, who's doing big work with long-term care facilities up there. That's a big movement for us. So those ambassadors mean a lot to us. If there's a listener that wants to be an ambassador to the Wall of Honor, please give me a call directly, 701-400-9482. We'd love to work with you.
All right. More What's in Your Mind on the way. Can I be a radio ambassador?
Yes, you can. Oh.
It's Scott Hinton here. So excited to tell you about in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all of the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily. Or call 972-PATRIOT right now.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Getting ready for the midterm elections in November, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy Friday is detailing Republicans' Commitment to America agenda, including policies to combat inflation, illegal immigration, securing the border, and regaining America's energy independence.
Democrats, because they control Washington. They control the House, the Senate, the White House. They control the committees. They control the agencies. It's their plan. But they have no plan to fix all the problems they created.
Central banks around the world move Thursday to combat the effects of a soaring dollar and red-hot inflation. ING Group is calling it Super Thursday as central bank meetings from Norway to South Africa all raise their rates higher than expected. Hurricane Fiona this hour remains a Category 3 hurricane. It missed Bermuda, but heavy rains and wind still bombarded the island. It's projected near Nova Scotia, Canada this weekend. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind, Friday edition. At the weekend in front of us, looks like kind of a cooler weekend across the neighborhood, live from the Freedom Matters USA studios here, freedommattersusa.com. Sign up for the text alerts, 22828, Freedom Matters. Text that to 22828, and you'll get all the information, all the updates of all the events coming up for Freedom Matters USA. We're brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. That's Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow. Now, we could talk about the percale sheets. We could, you know, they're different than the Giza sheets. They've got that percale weave. They're getting down on those. I don't care what we're talking about at MyPillow.com. You are going to get a killer deal if you just remember the promo code Scott. Promo code Scott, be it a mattress topper, the amazing pillows, the slippers, the sheets, the bed, the pet beds are phenomenal. I think we're getting a small pet bed for our foster dog, Finn. But they are getting down on the percale sheet. So if you want to get in on that before they're sold out, just remember, MyPillow.com on the homepage, click on the radio listener specials right there, and you just enter promo, do all your shopping, and then enter promo code Scott for the discounts. Pretty much across the board. Or you can call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. MyPillow.com. Scotty's off today and next week. Tammy Ibach in today. And then you're going to be back on Monday as well, as I understand it. Isn't that correct?
That's correct. I'll be back on Monday.
Okay. Should be fun.
We'll make it fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why wouldn't we? We always make it fun.
Absolutely.
We're talking everything the Wall of Honor today. And I hope the listeners are appreciating it. Today in the studio with me is Don Wibley. He's a former state commander with the American Legion. He's becoming one of our famous ambassadors. He called a couple of months ago with a fabulous idea, and I'm so excited to talk about it today. Don lives in Wilton, and every year around Veterans Day, the day before Veterans Day, they do an event. They do a flag retirement program in Wilton. He orchestrates it along with the principal in Wilton, and so Don and I met last winter at the midwinter State American Legion Conference. We got to be fast friends. His booth was next to me. He's a jokester. I'm a jokester. So we got along handsomely. So he called and he said, hey, we're going to do this flag retirement program. I think the Wall of Honor should be part of it. And I said, absolutely, let's do that. And I said, let's even hit a home run here and let's do a Wall of Honor in the Wilton School. He said, would you do that? I said, tell me why we wouldn't. So he got approval from the Wilton School Board just Tuesday or Wednesday night of this week. So, Don, let's talk about those details and what we're going to do that day.
Well, we were really privileged to be able to go to the Wilton School some 6 years in a row now. Other than the pandemic, we were unable to go to the school, but we still had a program. What we did is a letter-writing program that year to veterans all over the state, and they got responses back from many of the veterans. but as to be able to go into a local school and do a Veterans Day program with the complete school there from kindergarten through the high school. And each year we try to do a different program. We started out with the flag retirement, and then next year, another year, we'll do a flag folding. And we get the students and the kids to help with these programs. I mean, we use the students for color guard. We let them read the program and be part of the program. And they get to invite their veterans, their grandpas, fathers, guests to the program.
Yeah, and this year, the Wall of Honor is going to be there, and we're going to unveil a Wall of Honor in the Wilton School. But most importantly, when these, Don calls them nose pickers, these little kids, and it's meant in a loving,
nose
pickers? In a loving kind of way.
Oh, my gosh.
These school kids get to invite their grandparents, family members, friends, neighbors. We're going to take pictures immediately. We're going to be on site capturing their data, their years of service, and putting it on the Wall of Honor so they can see it immediately. So then all of the honorees we capture that day will also hit the entire Region 4 at the same time. So that's exciting. So on one day, we'll probably capture 15, 20 honorees, do a program, talk about flag retirement in advance of Veterans Day, and honor those people who have served our countries and continue to serve and protect the communities we live in. So we need to get, Wilton is still in Burley County, well, half of it.
Well, yeah, that split up between McLean and Burley.
Yeah, so we want to get some first responders, maybe the Burley County Sheriff, the McLean County Sheriff, be part of our big premier event in Wilton. So Don and I got to talking about that, and we were thinking, how can we even grow this type of program and do these events inside of schools with an official flag retirement or a military program of sorts that's bigger than the Wall of Honor? We want North Dakota youth to be engaged, to know that the freedoms that they have today are on the backs of the soldiers who have fought wars and served this country. So Don and I are going to work on a program how we can launch this in other school districts. And I'm sure Don will have something brilliant to say about that. We'd like to do it coming up in Glen Ullin, too. We're putting a Wall of Honor in there. So putting that out there for the Glen Ullin listeners to know that we can do a Wall of Honor and have a veterans event tied to it for that day. Other schools, Don, that we want to work with. You have friends in Washburn. Mm-hmm. Washburn American Legion has stepped up to the plate. They're going to sponsor the Wall of Honor in the Wilton School. I would think that they're going to want to put a Wall of Honor in the Washburn School. Thoughts?
I think so. And, you know, we're... When we, for Veterans Day in these past years, the kids get to take a sheet home and they get to invite a father, uncle, grandpa, or any veteran. And a lot of them come into the school with not invited. And these, we have the veterans sitting out on the floor, and the kids will sponsor their veteran if it's a grandparent or a relative. But some of these veterans just walk in, and these kids are just excited about raising their hand and being a
yeah.
the sponsor, and then
yeah.
they sit out on the floor, and we have that young child. You'd have to see the excitement on their face when they put their arm out. They escort the veteran yeah. to the podium to get their pin mm-hmm. or whatever we're giving out. Last year, the Legion Auxiliary gave lap blankets to every veteran, and the excitement on these kids. A couple weeks ago, a veteran from Minot was down in the coffee shop, and he came up and visited with us. He's been there for 6 years. His granddaughters are in Wilton, and he said he just loves the program.
That's so cool.
And if we can get going again here, this being part of the program, there are people in Wilton that we have them at the Senex and also at the Sportsman Bar, but there's some local people. They didn't know anything about the program, and all of a sudden they're sitting there watching this, and they're thinking, wow.
Yeah.
Well, if we can get that going there, it's going to get some new faces on that.
It sure screen. Will, and we're happy to be there as well. And when we work with the Wilton School District and the principal, and we work with the commander of the Washburn American Legion, we'll make them part of the program. So that's so good. And we have to do a thank you to the Wilton School Board members having a unanimous vote in favor. That's a big deal for the Wall of Honor. It's a big deal for veterans.
And some of them were familiar. And, you know, I got to ask a couple questions, and you and I talked about this, too. About there is some advertisements on there, and of course they're all you can maybe highlight on that type of thing. So they'll see some of that, and they'll see the local veterans on there. But, again, thinking that young child comes by there and wherever we put that screen, and not only having their grandparent or their dad at the local veterans meal, but they can be in school.
Sure.
Can you see the look on that little one's face when they see their dad on that picture screen?
I think that will
be so special. So
yeah,
special.
It will be a special day, and we're going to try to get some local media there as well.
I even talked to one of the firemen this morning. I said, we're going to discuss more of that. We want to get some of them guys up there, too, and that we can get them on that local thing there.
What's nice with fire departments that we like to do is get a group picture.
Sure.
And we have that in many Wall of Honors where the firemen's group has given us a group picture. So if there are firemen out there, get your organization to send us a group picture, and we will honor the Wilton Fire Department, the Washburn Fire Department, Bismarck Fire Department, city fire departments, and rural fire departments. You mean a lot to us. You give us comfort every day knowing that should something happen at our home front, you'll be a first responder at the door trying to protect.
Absolutely.
That means a lot. So we want to get that done for you. Back to Wilton and taking this plan. We're going to be looking for a major sponsor to take this program, to do it in other school districts, with the backing of the American Legions in some areas. But we want a notable name on it, too, like a Shields. You know, kids are always at Shields trying to buy fun, cute, athletic clothing to sponsor this inside a school system, to have a partner to do that with. It's part of our goals that we're going to work with Trent Luce and some others, ambassadors, to make that happen. The Wall of Honor has been such a small staff over the years that now that we're growing, we see big opportunities ahead of us. So I took a phone call this week from the Watford American Legion. His first name is Glenn. His last name is...
Wahoos. Glenn Wahoos.
So he called wanting to have a Wall of Honor in Washburn at the Rough Riders Center.
Watford City.
Exactly. Watford City at the Rough Riders Center. Well, we were so tickled pink that this person called wants a Wall of Honor. He also mentioned that maybe there could be 2 to 3 more locations in Watford City. We don't have any there. I was talking to Don about this yesterday, and he says, oh, I wonder how that happened. So, Don, why don't you share with why Glenn called us?
Glenn and I have been good friends for many years. Glenn was a department state commander in American Legion here like 2 or 3 years ago. Glenn has just been elected as national vice commander at the national convention. And so he is just taking on that new job, and he was just down here for the Administrative Committee on Veterans Affairs, who met here just last week. And he stopped at my shop. He must have sat there for an hour, hour and a half visiting, and we talked about the Wall of Honor. And it's coincidentally that he went home, and I think he had it on his agenda before, and he talked about it before, but coincidentally goes home, and next thing you know, Tammy's getting a call from him.
Yeah.
But Glenn is now the National Vice Commander of American Legion. His homecoming celebration will be on the 1st of October. So it's a big deal up there in Watford City to have a representative from North Dakota as a national vice, one of the 5 national vice commanders in the American Legion.
That's just exciting news, and we're so happy to partner with Watford City. And, Don, we thank you for that. Tell us about your years of service.
I was, back in 69 when I didn't know what I wanted to do in my future, went to college and took a break at semester, so I didn't feel like I totally dropped out. But when you quit college in 1969, and it was called the draft, they find you, even in Montana, driving truck. And next thing you know, they called. Went down to Fargo. There must have been 200 people in that room. They called 3 names off, took us to another room, congratulated us. The Marine Corps needed 3.
Well, we thank you for serving. And he's a Marine. Those are the
proud.
Yes, proud to be a Marine.
Proud to be a Marine.
So thank you for serving. So if there's any veterans out there that want to call in the next short segment, give us a call here at
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, and what's in your mind?
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit nogasstationinflation.com for more information. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
At Butler Machinery, we are all about building long-term relationships founded on trust. Butler's biggest build today is recruiting for many open positions across all locations. Butler Machinery Company is a third-generation family-owned business that offers competitive wages, amazing benefits, and an unmatched 100% company-paid retirement plan. For more information on all open positions, apply today at butlermachinery.com.
Hi, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters. You've heard our ads about egress windows. They add sunlight, they provide an escape, and add value to your home. All true, but I'd like to let you in on a little secret. You can add an egress window anywhere, even if there's no existing window. I know this because at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Precision Concrete Cutters. 701-280-7038. That's 280-7038.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On your mind, powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com. Your warranty is for a lifetime, not only on new Buicks and GMCs, but 39 pre-owned vehicles as they continue to come in. Not just Buicks and GMCs, Subaru Forester, for example. There's a whole bunch of the Toyota Highlander, Ford F-150, a whole bunch of Buicks and GMCs, too. Many dollars off retail sticker. Find out more at SchwannBuickGMC.com. It's about 49 past the hour. It's What's in Your Mind, and in for Scotty today, Tammy Eibach.
I know. Here in person with Todd, it's always a fun day to hang out with Todd Mitchell and be on the radio.
Ooh.
With us in studio, too, we have Don Weiland from Wilton.
Wibley.
I can't get that out of my mind.
You'll get to know me.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Whether you like it or not.
It's Weibling.
He's one of those guys you meet and you do not forget.
I should look at my nose. It's Weibling.
Well, I'll be all right.
If anybody calls you that, though, you know where they got it from. They got it from Tammy.
That crazy listener from Deadwood did not appreciate the chicken dance song again.
Really?
No.
Should I play it again?
Oh, it's going to happen, isn't it?
No, no. It stuck in my mind this morning, too, on the way down here.
Okay, enough.
Okay.
All right. We want to close out today's show on the Wall of Honor, encouraging veterans to become an honoree on a Wall of Honor location in your community. We've had veterans, and I heard this a lot at the American Legion Conference, where they don't feel that they're worthy to be an honoree, but they have no idea that in our hearts, the hearts of the public, we're so grateful for the time, the dedication, and commitment that they made to serve our country. So, Don, encourage those people to get to thewalloffhonor.org, become an honoree, tell them what people say when you're at the coffee shop in Wilton at the gas station.
And absolutely. And again, we do that. We're going to do this on Veterans Day, and that's what Veterans Day is. Many mix up the Veterans Memorial Day. The Veterans Day is to honor the veteran that is here today with us, to honor that veteran. And that's what we've been so fortunate to be able to go to our local school and do that and invite veterans. And Memorial Day, again, is for the deceased gone. But it's just great. I encourage people to get their name up there and their picture up there, and their children and grandchildren just glow when they see their relative on that.
We're getting such a response from the honorees that are deceased. So they have called. We've got a program out there at thewalloffhonor.org. So the slides that we make that go up on the TV screens, if you make a $200 donation to the Wall of Honor, you will in return get an 11 by 14 canvas print that you can hang on the wall at home, which is a replicate of the honoree slide on the Wall of Honor. So we're getting requests for that. It's turning out to be a good program for us. So if you have a loved one who's out there on the Wall of Honor and you want a canvas to hang on your wall at home with that slide, go online to thewalloffhonor.org. Make a donation, and we will make that happen for you. It's fun for us to do, and it's fun to see those requests come in. We've even had a couple of requests where an honoree has died, and the family has called, and they want that slide to be part of their celebration of life. Yeah. So that warms our heart when those calls come in, because that matters.
And the uniqueness of those photos on that slide, it's probably the veteran back when he was in the service, the young man wearing the military of his branch of service, wearing the uniform. That's how they took the photos back then. And we're older now, but it shows us as a young 20-year-old veteran.
Oh, when I look at them, I think, oh, my goodness, we sent kids to war, but that's what they were.
That's what it is.
Young people. Yep. And I wanted to mention that in Wilton on November 10th, does the program include the kids singing the songs of that military branch?
A few years ago, I approached the music teacher, who's very, very good. And I said, when we do the medley, where they do the medley of songs for the different branches of service, I said, how about the third grade singing the Army song and the fourth grade singing the Marine Corps hymn? And absolutely, and it works. And these kids, they stand up and they beller it out. When that class is turned to sing the military of their branch that they're chosen, it's great.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, it's going to be a great day, November 10th. In Wilton, at the school. Don, tell us the time, because there might be listeners who want to attend.
It'll be right away in the morning, and I think it's right around, 8:30, the school starts. It starts right away in the morning, and it kind of eats up their day, and then afterwards, like I say, we've done the flag retirement program. We do the flag folding. We utilize the kids for all of the program, from the color guard to... When we have about five flags set on the floor, we have the kids holding the flags and helping that veteran fold, and another student is replying what each fold the flag is all about. It's teaching the patriotism to these young children who probably don't see that. And as flag retirement programs, it's unbelievable to see something like that.
Maybe we need to have Jim with the USA flagpole guy become one of our partners on that day.
There you go.
Because he loves these type of events. Yeah.
That would work very well.
He had such a good grand opening last week in Mandan. What a shop. What a guy.
We got a nice box down there by Memorial Hall now for flag disposals. Mm-hmm. I mean, you find them in the garbages, you find them in the dumps. We've got a nice, boy, we have accumulated flags. We do a lot of retirement.
Yep.
Instead of several old Legion guys out in the back alley drinking beer in a little barrel.
When do you do a
retirement program? Instead, now we have 300. Well, we have the whole school. I mean, these kids are learning how it's done properly. What it's all about.
Have a great weekend.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Farmers and operators don't always have to get a new piece of machinery to get state-of-the-art performance. At Intelligent Ag, our company was founded by farmers and innovators to build smart farming technology to help you get the most out of your ag equipment, meaning improved performance and high return on investment. The next time you think you need an upgrade on your equipment, consider Intelligent Ag upgrades. We offer flow monitoring and section control solutions on air seeders and fertilizer floaters. Visit IntelligentAg.com to learn more.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.